Track 10, more news stories. Budding chefs bid to break world record. Students from Dawlish College are hoping their culinary skills will have helped them to smash a cookery world record this week. 17 budding chefs volunteered to take part in the world's biggest cookery lesson on Tuesday, July the 1st. The online lesson run by Jamie Oliver's Cookery School saw thousands of participants from schools, workplaces and community centres across the UK attend a cooking lesson via Zoom. During the long hour session, everyone taking part created a delicious pasta and tasty non-cook tomato sauce dish completely from scratch. Celebrity chef Jamie Oliver also made a special appearance. This was an amazing opportunity for both Year 9 and 10 students to develop their culinary skills further. We are very proud of them for what they have achieved, a spokesperson from the school said. Tight rules set by the Guinness World Records applied throughout the lesson, but lots of fun was had by all, with 10 minutes of chaos at the end to get students' dishes out on time, added the Dawlish College spokesperson. Participants, who will all receive a certificate and thank you note, are now waiting for Guinness World Records to confirm if the attempt was successful. The record before this attempt was set on November the 6th, 2015, when 6,778 people from 89 schools took part in a cookery lesson run by the Partnership for Health in Poland. Jamie Oliver is no stranger to breaking world records. In 2013, he set a new world record for chopping raw chilies when he sliced 10 in 30 seconds. Through his Ministry of Food, Jamie Oliver has pledged to teach 1 million people to cook by 2030, so more people can enjoy the benefits of cooking and eating nutritious, sustainable, and balanced meals.
Scout leader achieves Top King's Award. A scout leader from Bishop Stainton has been awarded the highest accolade in scouting. Layla Gardner was presented with the King's Scout Award at the First Bishop Stainton Scout Group Annual General Meeting. Only 4 scouts in Teignbridge have been awarded the King's Scout Award since Charles III was crowned in May 2023. To be awarded the King's Scout Award, which is closely linked to the Duke of Edinburgh Gold Award, young people aged over 16 must complete a range of activities before their 25th birthday. These cover 5 areas: taking up a skill and demonstrating progress and lasting interest, taking part in a physical activity, providing a service to an individual or the community, undertaking a 4-day, 3-night self-led expedition, and going on a 4-night residential trip in an unfamiliar setting using shared accommodation. Participants must also make a presentation about all the areas of their award to encourage others to take part. Winners of the award attend a special event at Windsor Castle with the Chief Scout, Dwayne Fields. The First Bishop Stainton Scout Group currently has spaces for children who are keen to join.
Boy injured in race to get help. Volunteers from Dartmoor Search and Rescue found themselves attending 2 incidents on the evening of Sunday, July the 6th, after a young man running to get help for his injured friend also hurt himself. The Ashburton Search and Rescue Team was called out at 17:28 by Devon and Cornwall Police after a 16-year-old boy cut his foot badly while jumping into the River Dart in Henbury Woods near Buckfastleigh. However, when the first team members arrived at 17:57, they discovered that his friend had injured his ankle while running to get help and was subsequently unable to walk. Team members and paramedics from Southwest Ambulance Service NHS Trust attended both locations to treat the boys before Dartmoor Search and Rescue took the boys to the roadside by stretcher.
Jam or cream first on a scone? The verdict's in. The results are in from the Tynmouth Farmers Market jam or cream first vote on June the 28th. To celebrate National Cream Tea Day, customers voted with their stomachs to decide conclusively the life-changing Great Cream Tea Dilemma, which comes first, cream or jam on a scone. Customers were presented with two trays of fluffy scones freshly baked by the ever-popular Lisa from Pattercake. They were asked to choose either Devon style, with thick clotted cream on the bottom, shoot fruit jam on top, or the Cornish version, with jam on the bottom, clotted cream on top. The initial returns showed customers preferred the Cornish style, but all subsequent rounds were decisively for Devon. Customers agreed it was delicious fun to decide that the Devon way, jam on top, is the best. For history buffs, the cream tea dilemma stems from the geography between the two counties. Cornwall's climate is perfect for strawberry production, and they sent baskets of the fruit to London by train. They also made plenty of strawberry jam to spread thickly on their scones. Usually buttering the bottom of the scone first, the clotted cream was a garnish on top. However, the dairy industry is a feature of Devon with its lush grass and pastures. Clotted cream was something most farmhouses would produce with leftover milk. Heating full cream milk very slowly to make clotted cream is a way of keeping it longer in the days before refrigeration. Thus, it was spread liberally on more than desserts and scones, even finding its way to the breakfast porridge, broad beans, and other unlikely dishes. Strawberry jam was harder to come by, as strawberries did not grow easily in the damp Devon climate. The preserve makers wanted to show off their preserve-making skills by spreading the clotted cream thickly on the bottom, instead of butter, which went to market along with the eggs, followed by a healthy dollop of fruity jam on the top. And so was born the Great Clotted Cream Divide, each county featuring its special ingredient on top. Cornwall put its clotted cream on top. Devon puts its jam in prime position. Tynmouth has spoken. It is jam on top, the Devonly way. The next farmers market in Tynmouth is on Saturday, July the 26th. And may I add that I'm Cornish and I will always put the jam first and cream on top.
Absolutely. Volunteers needed for big sport event. A call has gone out for volunteers in Dawlish to help during one of the biggest national sporting events in Devon. British Cycling is to host the Dawlish Grand Prix as part of its elite road and circuit calendar. Now, Dawlish Town Council is appealing for volunteers to help in what is one of the largest pro sports events in the Southwest this year. No experience is required, but this is a chance to get up close and involved. A council spokesman said, "We need your help to make this event a huge success." Dawlish has been chosen as one of six rounds of the fast-paced National Circuit Series, which will deliver thrilling town centre racing. The races are among crowd favourites for cycling enthusiasts. Volunteers are needed to help set up gazebos in the morning at 9 a.m, help out at the information booths, pass out refreshments, and run small errands. They are also needed to help monitor the racetrack course and street intersections, as well as pack up in the evening. The race takes place on Friday, July 25th. Volunteers will need to wear comfortable shoes and all will be provided with snacks and refreshments during their shift. There will be four shifts throughout the day. The race will take place in the town centre around the lawn, up the Strand and back around Brunswick. The event series brings the country's top riders to the forefront of elite domestic competition. A spokesman for Dawlish Town Council said, "We are super excited to announce that the town of Dawlish will be a part of the British Cycling Race Series in 2025.